Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast.
Well, thank you guys so much for joining us on another episode of Live with Joe. My name is Josh, and of course, joined here once again with Joe and Angel McGee, and we're so excited to be for you all to be listening to this episode. We're believing it's going to be awesome.
Yes.
And guys, we have some questions about parenting, and I just want us to jump right in. These are always great questions, and it says, can you talk a little bit about letting kids experience the pain and discomfort of natural consequences from their actions? Sometimes I feel like my spouse tries to save our kids from the outcome of certain situations, and I don't mean to sound mean, but I sometimes want them to feel the pain to know that there is a consequence. And so I wanted to get your guys' opinion on that and what you think about it.
I think it's important. I think it's a life lesson. I have a relative who saved her son every time, and he'll tell you he's 30 now, and it has really hindered him in life. Mm. It has been a real struggle for him as a young man, and he felt like he had to really separate himself and make some hard decisions, and it was all a result of the mother overreaching. You know, I remember. One time when my son was, we'd just gone through the divorce. He was extremely hurt, kind of lost his ways. We'd moved. He's in a new school. It's just like it's been one bang, bang, bang after another, after another, after another. But, you know, we can't check out of life. And one day the principal of the school called me and said, I just want you to know, tomorrow I'm going to bring your son in to my office. We've asked him repeatedly to bring pens and papers to science class. He refuses to. And so the teacher said he's not going to be able to come into the class anymore because he's not, you know, doing this. And I said, okay, now this isn't a huge thing. I said, I'll tell you what, could I be in on the meeting tomorrow? And he goes, yes. Well, I didn't say a word to my son that afternoon. Didn't say anything to him. We had dinner and everything else. Didn't say anything to him. Well, the next morning when he walked in that principal's office and I was sitting there,
whoa,
just white.
Whoa.
And so I sat there and I listened to the principal, and he was strong. He got on to him, you know, and I didn't save him one time. And I said, well, he said, do you have anything that you'd like to say, ma'am? And I said, yes, I'd like to say that this will never be a problem again. Am I right, son? And he's like, yes, ma'am, you are right. And we didn't have a problem about that again. But I said, and we'll address this when you get home today, what my actions will be as a result of this.
Yeah.
So it's important that, you know, it was important, A, that he understood authority, B, that I supported the authority and I didn't try to override the principal and everything else. There's a lot of lessons in that little lesson that he learned, you know, and so it doesn't have to be huge, but I think it's very important for a kid to sometimes realize. I know the trend now is everybody's a winner, everybody gets a trophy, blah blah blah.
No,
but that hurts your child.
Yeah,
because my son liked to play basketball. Well, he's little, like my ex-husband and I are, and my daughter. We're not big people, so it was a challenge for him. Did he do good? He did all right. He did, but you know, it wasn't his strength, but it was good for him to struggle with that a little bit.
Yeah.
Because everything else he's touched, every time he's touched an instrument or anything else, it's been the easiest thing in the world for him. You know, I think I've told you before that he's playing, you know, Elton John one day when I'm walking through the living room and I'm like, where did you learn that? And he's like, I just picked it out. So it's important for him to learn that everything in life is not simple. My daughter, just the opposite, struggled for everything. And I said to him one time, in ways, she's learning better life skills than you are, that she has to overcome every step of the way.
Yeah.
And everything's a breeze to you every step of the way.
Yeah.
And so, it has shown, you know, that she's more aggressive in their adult lives.
She is.
Yes, but I think it's very important to let your kids struggle, fail sometimes, feel the effects of their disobedience.
Children on loan from God.
Mm-hmm. Parents don't understand this. They're not mine. Mm. They're a gift from God. Children are a gift from God. God gives us to teach and train, then eventually we're to give them back to God as mature adults. Now, you're not fully mature, but you get the point. So you're not going to live with me forever. Eventually, you're going to leave my house and get a job. I remember my senior in high school, we're eating dinner 2 months before I graduated. Dad just come home from work, had a nice blue-collar job. We're sitting at the table. He said, well, son, what do you plan to do this summer? I said, well, me and my buddies are going to go to the lake, probably hang out at the lake all summer. No. I mean, where are you going to live? And he wasn't upset. He was just talking. I said, where are you going to live? And I said, what? Well, where are you going to be living? I'm probably going to be living back here in the bedroom. Well, no, because once you get out of high school, you're an adult, and you're going to get your own place. And, thought about your job, what kind of job you're going to get. I hadn't thought about any of those things. And all of a sudden, I'm thinking a lot, like,
yeah,
what kind of job am I going to get? Where am I going to live, you know? And so it wasn't mean or cruel. It's like, the goal is to grow up. The goal is to become mature, to be a blessing to somebody else, not sponge off somebody the rest of your life. And so we've hit a generation, a couple of generations that think that somebody owes them something. And we tell them, said, nobody owes you anything. So what are you going to do? It's time to grow up. What are you going to do when you grow up? Get some vision about what it's like to be grown.
Yeah. And I think too that if you save your child from everything, and I'm just talking from my own personal experience, that if you bail them out of everything, they're going to think they're invincible. And what happens is they'll make a mistake. You'll bail them out. You'll make another mistake that you'll get bailed out. And then there's going to come a time where you make a mistake that your parents are not going to be able to bail you out, or you're not going to be able to bail out your child. So it's better to nip it in the bud and let them feel the consequences of even small mistakes, small things, because then they're going to be more hesitant to make that big one that, you know, it ultimately can lead to, you know, a lot of hurt in the future as well.
I agree.
But we have one more question here. And I'm going to try to make it as short as possible. But it says, you said that one or more of your kids didn't do so great in school with their grades. And we have a child like that. How were you able to determine if they were really trying or just disinterested?
Well, I would give tests every year at the first of the year. And one was an IQ test, two other just education tests. And I want to know what's their potential. And because, you know, one of my daughters was a C student at best. I got a B every now and then, you know, a D, a few Fs. And school just wasn't her thing, but she did try. Now, she played soccer and basketball and softball, and she's been kicked out of more games than any of my other kids combined. Like, she was just tough. And so I remember when I go to college, all of her sisters got scholarships, and she didn't get one. Well, she got a 25% scholarship being related to a smart younger sister. And so I got to at least be honest. We're sitting in a room at the college and said, honey, you got 25% just for being related. Thank God, you know. And so we toured the campus that day, and I told her, so, honey, you're good at something. I just don't know what it is. I figured out everybody else. I haven't figured out your gift yet. I don't know what it is, but you got a gift. God didn't lie. So start serving somewhere. You like to take pictures, go volunteer to take pictures for the college newspaper, the college yearbook. You know, they need people all the time. Well, she spent her own money, bought her own film, and for a year and a half, that's what she did. Well, going into her junior year, the editor of the college paper graduated, and they needed another editor, and they came to her. Hey, you've been hanging out for a year and a half taking pictures. You know this stuff. How'd you like to take over the paper? So she finished on a full scholarship. And so the Bible says your gift will make room for you. Not everybody blossoms at age 18. Some don't blossom till they're 30. Yeah. Some don't blossom till they're 50. But you can't stop growing. So I say, everybody's different. So don't compare yourselves among yourselves. I never looked at report cards at the same time when they come home. Because, you know, this kid, I had one kid, she didn't make an A. She was lazy. You know, I took her off a ball team for 2 weeks. No, you made a C. No, you're a straight A student. You were lazy. And I'm not going to tolerate that. And my C student, if she made C announcement, we bought cake and ice cream and we threw a party. We're going to have a party. And we did awesome. And so don't compare yourselves among yourselves. Every kid's different, but every kid needs to put forth 100% of effort.
Yeah.
I will say that, you know, that's from an educator's background. I didn't give my kids tests and all that kind of thing. But I would like to say that, you know, like my son never thought of homework home or anything. He was just sailed through. But my daughter, I can still remember her putting her little head in her hands and going, I'm trying so hard. And she did. Mm-hmm. And we had to get a tutor. And we had to get a tutor another year. And it was a bummer because in the summertime when all the kids are playing, we're having to go to the tutors.
Yeah.
And I remember we got to this, finally got to this teacher. And I said, she hadn't had the best teacher experiences that my son had had. And I just prayed, God, would you just give us a godly teacher that's going to just really speak into this kid's life? And I remember saying to her the first day of school, the lady, I said, now we've been having a tutor for the last couple of years. Do you think I should continue that? And she looked at Nicole. She looked at me and she goes, Mom, she's going to be fine. Just let me handle it. And she took off that year. That lady was just, she had a gift of teaching. Mm-hmm. So a lot of it can be that you need to just really believe God for who it is that's speaking into your kids' lives. And then my daughter, she's the one now that's got her master's in education. So, so you can't tell from there. It could be a number of things. It could be, honestly, she was tiny. I should have probably held her back a year. Some of it, if I could redo it again, I would have done that. But
that bloom still popped out, buddy. It still came full thing.
So your kid may not blossom at the same speed everybody else's will, but that doesn't mean that blossom potential isn't there.
That's good.
So I would say, if they need support them if they need it, but don't, just because an A is not going to determine their success for future.
No.
By any means. I know plenty of people that barely got out of school that, have gone on to great success.
Millionaires and billionaires, many of them.
So I would be open and honest with the teacher. I would encourage the kid, but it may just be a late bloomer.
Yeah.
That may be it. So, listen, regardless of where they are, God has a plan for them.
Yes, he does.
It's true. And
God does not make mistakes.
And you can't lose sight of that. Because today everybody's like comparing, like, I'm going to raise me a, Tom Brady. I'm going to have the next quarterback.
Well, we had a set of parents, and I'll just share this. Had a set of parents, very loving, great parents. They thought their son was going to be an outstanding basketball player. So they're living in a double wide mobile home, but they built a gym behind that. Poured concrete, this big metal building, built their own gymnasium. That's something to practice basketball. Well, they knew he's going to get scholarship. He's going to be famous. Well, he played basketball every day. He just never got any better. And so they sunk a lot of money. Like, Mom, Dad, look, if he makes the team, fine. If he doesn't, it's not that big a deal. Don't make this a god. So
the chances that your kids are going to end up doing what you think they're going to do is slim to none. I want you to know.
Mostly none to slim.
I know. They're going to go down a total different direction. They're probably going to marry somebody completely opposite than you thought, too. So.
God's got a weird sense of humor, guys. He really does.
He does. He likes to mix it up.
Yes, he does. But we know that, guys, your kids, God has a plan for their life.
Yes.
And so don't give up on them because he's not giving up on them. So encourage them. And just, they're doing the best they can, and just encourage them in that and help give them some guidance along the way. But we want to thank you, all of our partners, for those of you that have been giving faithfully and praying for us. Yes. We can't do what we're doing without you guys. And so just a special thank you to all of you. And once again, thank you so much for listening to this episode of Live with Joe. And we'll see you guys next week.
God bless, guys. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. He's got a great future for you and your family. We're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.